And welcome in to the Wednesday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. We'll have Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us later in the program. We got a lot of things on the Tennessee Titans to get into with PK, and we will do that later in the show. Joe Rex Road, happy Wednesday morning to you. How we doing? What's going on?
Oh, we're doing good because the Pixies play tonight, so I'll be seeing them for the third time in my life. I've already told you guys about it in a pre-show meeting. Probably annoying to hear about it already.
No.
But I'm pretty excited. Going with some friends who are bringing their daughter, by the way. So okay. This is good parenting to try to get kids to like good music. I took Caroline Rex Road to see the Pixies.
Always a point of clarification.
At Bonnaroo. And so she kind of jammed out to him. She didn't want to go tonight, though. So I guess that she didn't like him that much to go again, but that's okay.
Dad, I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But that's fine. She liked it. It was good.
Ian Safar, how we doing? What's going on?
Doing great. Was it the music or the dad embarrassment factor, you think, playing in into tonight? I wonder how that balance goes there.
It's a good question. No, it's a very fair question. I'm sure there's some of that too.
And it's a school night, so she's being responsible.
She's being responsible, and also yes, like that was the end of the day of Bonnaroo,
yeah,
so it was,
she knows that there's going to be some weird moshing, and your dad could like come out with a black eye. And,
I was I was embarrassingly singing all the songs at Pixies, and then we rushed over for Foo Fighters, which was the last thing, and then I embarrassingly sang all those songs too. So that's you're probably onto something there.
Yeah.
That age, you know.
You hit the nail on the head. And boy.
Yeah, you know that age. You get into those teen years and you want to be with anyone but your parents in public.
Pretty much, yep.
Well, but I'm cool. That's the thing, though, right? So that's
the most mystifying part about it.
That should change the math, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it didn't. Surprised that it didn't change the math. Maybe next time. Next time for Rex Road.
School
get the whole family
homework
in there.
Yep. Yeah.
Everyone, come down from college, all of you. Come to the concert.
They're not invited. Get your ass to class.
Oh, boy. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We will take your thoughts throughout the show on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Joe, Cam Ward, consistently at this point, has been publicly effusive in his praise for a lot of people, but specifically for Brian Callahan, right? Now, we've talked about Cam Ward on the Fortnite stream or whatever, and he was talking about, Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears, top five backs. Treylon Burks, top five wide receiver in the league. Calvin Ridley's number one, by the way. So Cam Ward's thrown some takes out there in terms of his teammates and who he's playing football with out in the public sphere. I don't think it's going to shake out that way in actual rankings. Although, who knows? Maybe at some point Treylon Burks really rebounds and plays well for the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see what happens on that front. He's not on Arizona, by the way. I'm just throwing a random team out there. And Brian Callahan, he's talked about, in training camp and throughout the process since he's been here with the Titans, of trying to build some continuity, right? And talked about continuity being important and that he wants Brian Callahan to be his coach and to be calling plays for him for a long time moving forward here. We know the record. We've gone over the record with Brian Callahan. It ain't good. There's not a whole lot that you could point to with the football team as a whole in his tenure here that you feel overly great about. And we all know that it's going to be a talking point, his job status, all year long. So what do you make of the Cam Ward part of this and how, I guess, over the top he's willing to go at times to throw his praise out there for Brian Callahan?
I just feel like sometimes it's not even really necessarily because he's being asked that much about it. Like, I'm not saying I can't think of a time where, like, it wasn't a question of, like it was just like, and by the way, guys, have I told you how awesome Brian Callahan is? Cam, tell us about that third and sixth play, but just hold on. Do you know how great that call was by the greatest coach of all time, Brian Callahan? It's not like that, but I do feel like even in the preseason, it's like to me, and I'm reading into this, so this is me taking a leap, but it's like he's conscious. And, I mean, look, everybody knows the score. I mean, if you're Cam Ward, if you're any player like that, you know what people say, right? You know what the situation is. You know how much just around the league people talk about this topic, which is the young quarterback and the coaching continuity. And we just saw it in Chicago. We've seen it plenty of other places. So it seems as though he's conscious of that. And yeah, he is. I think there's that. And I also, like, I don't think he's BSing that, you know, like I mean, again, there are times where it's like no one really was like pressing you on this and you kind of went there. So to me, if you're going there like that, I mean, I tend to believe you. I think what's going to be really interesting is as time goes on, right? And depending on if things don't get better, it's almost like he doesn't have to like say anything negative about him at some point. It's like if he just stops saying these really nice things, do you read into that? It's just kind of interesting how it's already been talked about so much by him. But then, like you said, he definitely heaps praise on people.
He does.
Some of whom would even argue with him and say, "What'd you say about me?" what did Treylon Burks say? "Oh, that's really nice. Thanks." Trying to stay in the NFL.
Didn't know if I'm top five wide receiver on the Titans, but thank you.
And really wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Cam. We appreciate it. I mean, I'm sure he'll have more nice things to say about Brian Callahan on Sunday when they beat the Indianapolis Colts, as I said they will do. So I'm looking forward to that coming up this weekend.
Well, then it'll be like, you know, that's the thing. What happens when there's a success?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
My goodness.
The greatest coach game in the history of ball. We just witnessed it. We just saw it.
Every call was exquisite.
Yeah, it was just perfect. Yeah, it's interesting. I think I'm more in your camp of what's it going to look like, what's it going to sound like in week 11, right? And who knows? I mean, what are the Titans by week 11? They could be in the mix in the AFC South. I have no idea. But if it goes the way that it's gone to this point and that the body of work would suggest that it's going to go as it relates to Brian Callahan, his coaching tenure here, then they're probably not going to have a very good record when it gets to that point. So what does Cam Ward say then? And I think the bigger question, and we're going to get into this later in the hour, is how much weight does what Cam Ward says about the coach, how much does that actually carry in this organization? I think that, you know, I think it's got to carry some, right? I mean, you're talking about a franchise quarterback, at least you hope, a franchise quarterback that you took number one overall. I would assume that not only Amy Adams Strunk, but Borgonzi and Brinker, when they're going through their evaluation process this year and they get to a point where they're going to have to make the decision as to whether or not to keep Brian Callahan next season, I would imagine Cam Ward's opinion on that's going to hold some weight with him. How much? Does it offset everything? Is it one piece of a very complicated puzzle that they're trying to put together? What sort of weight is that going to carry? That to me is going to be a huge part of this.
Yeah. And then that gets into the interesting question of, does that become a direct conversation? You know, I think for the most part, front offices / owners don't go to players and say, "Hey, should we fire this guy?" You know, it wouldn't be that direct, but even like, is there some sort of a conversation, you know, that they feel they need to have? It's an interesting like dynamic with this. I would think for the most part, no. Usually,
well, I would think it would be this. Like, and I don't. It's a rookie quarterback, so maybe it's different. But I would probably handle it like, if I'm Borgonzi and Brinker, I'd sit down with Ward and I would just say, "So tell me what you think about working with Brian Callahan." "Okay, I really like him." "Okay, well, why? Well, what is it about it that you like? What is it about Brian Callahan that you feel like is going to put you in the best position to succeed?" And again, like, then it's your job as general manager, as whatever Chad Brinker is when it comes to the football decision making here, to like, how do you weigh what he says? Like, how much stock do you put into what he says when it comes to your overall franchise?
See, that's, I don't know. That's an interesting, because if you do that, then you are telling him, Cam, what you say right now dictates the future of this coach. You know?
Well, maybe, but I don't think you should let it dictate. I think it's got to be a piece of the puzzle. But I like quarterbacks around the league, they have conversations like this. If you're a franchise quarterback,
I think they go to people
seek
sometimes.
Your opinion on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely heard of there's obviously the public defending, which is a huge part of it. But I've heard of quarterbacks going to people, but the idea of let's have a seat and Cam. I mean, because really, what you are saying, you phrased it how they would phrase it, but you are saying, Cam, should we fire Brian Callahan or not? You know?
Yeah, but also if you're Cam Ward, if you're everybody on this team. The guy's 3-16 right now.
Exactly.
And depending on when they have this conversation later in the year, I think everybody knows that if it doesn't get a whole lot better, firing him is at least going to be on the table, right? Nobody's going to be sitting in that room. Let's say that conversation happens. I don't think Cam Ward is going to be sitting there stunned. Oh, my God, they might fire Brian Callahan.
No, but they're basically saying you have a lot of power in this, right? Opposed to – I just feel like in a lot of situations, a lot of people would be like, I'm going to read the tea leaves. I'm going to talk to other people. And when it comes down to it, he's our rookie quarterback. We pay him well to be the rookie quarterback. Sure. And we're going to make our decision.
Well, and maybe that's the way they do it. I'm just saying if they involve him, if he is involved and they put true weight into what his thoughts are on this in terms of actually making that decision, I would want to know why he feels the way he does if I'm those decision makers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But in the meantime, there's a lot of other people too, right?
The
building and things like that. And there's observation and there's stuff that's public and there's stuff that isn't public.
Exactly.
So the stuff that isn't public is key. The stuff that we know about, for example, all the stuff that happened with week one, that's counting against them big time right now.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. So Cam Ward, been out there pretty intensely defending his teammates, defending his coach. What do we think it all means? How much weight is that going to hold when it comes to Brian Callahan and his future? We'll continue that conversation. Coming up next, you're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
I know you don't want to overreach and you can stay within what you're asked to do, but how much more do you feel like you're capable of doing?
Well, I think I'm capable of a lot. Coach Callahan, he's gave me, a lot of authority. So I want more of it. And that's the relationship that, me and him are just building every day. He's only called two games for me. I want him to call a lot more games for me. He's one of the coaches who's going to do his best for his players, get his players in the right situation, run game, pass game. We just continue to grow. I think that's the biggest thing.
That's Cam Ward after the game Sunday. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, our phone number. Cam Ward, his relationship with Brian Callahan, he's been effusive in his praise for Brian Callahan. What does it all mean? Will it continue as the year goes on? And if you're Brian Callahan, if you're Chad Brinker, Mike Borgonzi, and I guess ultimately Amy Adams Strunk, how much does it matter what your quarterback says and thinks about your head coach? If the record continues to be really, really bad. We'll take your thoughts on all that. 615-737-1025. Let's head back to our 1025 The Game phone line and welcome in Rob to the program. Rob, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to comment. I think Cam, in his rookie year, he's going to be an eternal optimist. And he's obviously not going to criticize his head coach. But like you guys clearly stated, 3-16 – Callahan almost sounds in his press conferences like he's so frustrated he knows he's on his way out. And I think Cam would probably be excited about getting a more winning strategy coach in. And he's probably going to continue to say positive things. But deep down, if they continue to lose, I bet Cam probably wants to go a little bit different way.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Guys.
I would say this, Joe. I agree with Rob's standpoint there of Cam Ward, I don't think he's going to get up there on the podium and throw his coach under the bus. I would also say that as the year goes on, one thing that will be interesting to monitor is does he go out of his way to praise him, which I would argue that's what he's done to this point.
I agree, exactly.
And those are two different things. You don't have to get up there and chuck him under the bus. But you also don't have to get up there and like, this guy is awesome. I want him to be my coach for 15 years, that type of thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. When they're like 2-11, like, Brian, Coach Callahan, or as I call him, Vince Lombardi, called a really good game today, guys. You may not realize it, but no, that you're exactly right. Does he go out of his way, which he absolutely is doing now? And again, it's like maybe I'm reading too much into that, but it does feel a little bit like there's just a consciousness. There's like there's a little bit of intent, you know, behind what he's saying. And look, I'm sure he likes him. I think Brian Callahan's very likable.
Sure.
Also, Brian Callahan he's a smart guy. He knows football. He's been in football his whole life. He can talk offensive theory and game plan and play design all day with a rookie quarterback or with any player, and the player can be impressed, right?
Sure.
There's no doubt. So those two things, if you like someone and you respect their intelligence and their grasp of the material, well, that matters. You know, then it gets into the practice of putting it all together and trying to win football games, right? And then, you know, then it gets into also, you could still, if you're Cam Ward, it goes terribly this year, you could still sit there and say kind of what we did a lot last year, which is like, well, if you can't block anyone, call whatever play you want.
Yeah.
Call whatever play you want. Doesn't matter. And then I guess you can be like, Coach Callahan's great. Now, the older Coach Callahan, that's who I have a problem with. I doubt he'll say that, but you know what I'm saying.
The Mandor out there continues to just let the people hit me all the time. That's who I got a big issue with.
Why can't he close the Mandor?
Dan Les is out there just letting people hit me all the time, every game.
Oh, man, poor guy. 2 games, and we've got multiple nicknames.
Look, I
competing.
Hope he gets a lot better. Yeah. I just want to let the record show that I did not come up with either of these names. One of them was Rex Road, one of them was a listener. So I have all the respect in the world for Dan Moore.
And also Dennis, by the way, his Mandor He-Man toy thing was, I think one of his best. I say that a lot, but I think it was one of his best.
It's pretty good. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jared in Spring Hill to the program. Jared, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I think we're still all in recovery after these couple games. But just with, I think I caught the tail end of it, but I was more along the lines on Joe's side of the argument. Especially given how, I mean, I think that Cam is doing what any quarterback should do is go up there and throw praise. Because, I mean, he's not the reason why we're losing. So I feel like he's got to go up there and defend this guy. But also, too, given how toxic this is, if Brinker does go in there to talk to Ward about retaining or firing Callahan, just given the gossip girl that's in Brinker, I feel like it could be used against Cam one way or the other. Like, say Brinker does go in there and Cam's like, oh, yeah, this guy's awful. Give me somebody else. Well, then Brinker might go out to the media and just like, oh, well, you know, we talked to a couple players, Cam Ward, and, you know, he's not really a team guy.
Well, I would hope he's not.
This isn't like Dynasty on ABC.
We don't know. And plus, too, if, you know, maybe it can keep him in check and be like, okay, Brinker, go in there and talk about him or talk to him and see him. Like, okay, this guy's perception of reality is way off because he backs everybody all the time. So I feel like they could use it against him. I just think that he just needs to keep going out there and just doing his thing. And if they did approach him with that, you'd be like, look, I'm not in no position to control that whatsoever. I'm here to play football. And hopefully Brinker and all these people are gone after the end of this. We get a whole new crew. That's the plan. So, anyways, I guess we'll see how it plays out. But good topic, though. I really enjoy it. And tighten up.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.
I love that. And tighten up.
Tighten up is getting a little less enthusiastic.
It was a low T and a low U.
It was. I would say this. Like, here's, I guess, where I'm approaching the quote-unquote conversation part of it from. If things don't change, then I think the argument for keeping Brian Callahan is probably going to solely rest on Cam Ward, right? Like, if things don't get better than they are now and that they have been throughout the tenure of Callahan to this point, my guess is by the end of it, like, Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker are probably going to be leaning towards firing Brian Callahan. So the conversation with Ward would be like, do you want, like, I'm not, they won't even ask him this outright, but what do you think of Callahan? And if you like him and you like the process, tell me why. And I'm not saying that that totally influences their decision. Like, this is professional sports at the end of the day. Like, I'm not really worried about the conversations and hurting feelings and all those things. Like, it's pro sports. Like, have these conversations if you're the general manager, if you're the decision makers with your quarterback. I don't think that's too much to ask here with the Titans.
Yeah, I get it. I guess it's,
and I don't think Chad Brinker's going to be out there like, well, we fired Brian Callahan today. Cam Ward said, fire him before you leave the office today, and we did it. So thank you.
Yeah, or, well, we're retaining Coach Callahan, even though Cam kind of threw him under the bus, I must say. Was a little bit surprised.
He made it close. Is, you know, the final tally in the office straw poll was 6-5 in favor of keeping Callahan.
A little disappointed in Cam and the way he handled that. Now, so I guess my thing with talking to him about it is, does he have an issue with that, like, after the fact? You know what I mean? Sort of like, why the hell are they put, you know, like, I'm just trying to play football here. You guys are in charge of the team, you know. I've said what I said. Why are you putting me in this position now? You know, do you have, like, issues after that? I don't know. It's an interesting – this is, like, a great – general question for NFL franchise, like, how many times in situations like this did it turn into, like, come on in here, you know?
Well, the other part of this is how much weight should they put into Cam Ward's thoughts on this, right? Like it's one thing not to invoke Brady, and we'll talk about him, but, like, if Tom Brady wants something in the middle of his career and he approaches, you know, Kraft and Belichick about it, that's one thing. You know, Cam Ward, how does he play this year? I know you want him to be your franchise guy, but you are talking about a rookie quarterback. If things aren't going well enough to the point where you're considering firing the coach this year, like, how much stock should you put into Cam Ward? And what do you think?
No, that's very fair. Now, we got a texter saying, if the higher-ups are listening to a quarterback to make their decision, we're even worse than I thought. So, I agree. When you got pelts on the wall, then it's – then, Rodgers, Brady, those guys go in there and say, we need this guy. I need a QB coach. And by the way, the linebackers coach kind of sucks. Change him too. But I don't agree that just listening to him is like some – I mean, he is still your franchise.
I got news for you. Like, when Peyton Manning in Indianapolis had conversations, I guarantee you they listened to him. Right. Doesn't mean they did everything that he wanted to do.
Even young.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I disagree on, like, that's a big problem, like, they're dysfunctional. You have to.
A lot of organizations do that.
Yeah. You've decided to hitch your wagon to Cam Ward. So what he thinks is going to matter.
Yeah. I don't think it should ever be like, well, Cam Ward said, so we have to do it.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have to be that.
It should factor in.
Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, look, if you start letting quarterback call all the shots, all of a sudden you're like Aaron Rodgers, and you're bringing in the ghost of, you know, Alan Lazard in there. And you're like, hey, you know, this guy hadn't been able to catch a football in 2 years, but you still want him on the team? Cool. Let's do that.
Guys, Xavier Restrepo is wide receiver one. He's going to be returning punts, kicks, and we might actually do two-way with him like Travis Hunter. His speed should work really well at corner. Thanks, Cam.
615-737-1025. There was something that I was thinking about yesterday when I was thinking about a point Rex Road made that kind of worries me the more I think about it. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Today on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, the Nashville Sounds take on Louisville. First pitch at 11:05. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. We will have Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us later in the program. We will get into all things Tennessee Titans with him, so looking forward to that. Taking your thoughts in the meantime, 615-737-1025, our phone number. Joe Bama Brad on YouTube says, this is a dumb topic. We need to drop this topic. It's dumb.
I said, you're a dumb topic, Bama Brad.
Listen, if you think it's dumb, that's fine. I'm sorry.
At least give us an alternative idea.
I was asking is, like, would you like us to talk about, you know, the avalanche of high level offensive football that we've seen from this team over the past couple of years? You know, just the race to 17, 18. I mean, they did get 19 Sunday, so we're getting a little closer. So that's good to see. Maybe they will hit 20 at some point here pretty soon.
Yeah, we could have a topic where we do a betting pool.
I mean, when will they? In all seriousness, the problem with part of this discussion when it comes to the coach is like you could probably go find one of our shows from last year, like in the immediate aftermath of the game, and it could be pretty similar to what we've seen to this point, right? It's like, well, all right, cool.
Everything seems very repetitive right now.
Wow, there's a lot of the same issues going on out there. It's crazy.
When it comes to the Tennessee Titans, everything seems repetitive. So he has responded. He said he's a rookie, talking about Cam Ward. So again,
what does that mean?
Well, I assume that's like what someone else said, you know, talking about, well, they're not going to listen to. Yeah, I think you guys are underrating.
You guys don't really understand how life in the NFL works.
Yeah, what it means. That's what I think. When you take a guy 1-1, it doesn't mean you hand the entire franchise to him. No one's saying that. But if you don't think that his opinion matters, because obviously his growth as a player is by far the most important thing for this franchise, not even close.
Yeah.
Everyone over there, if he doesn't work out, is fired. And they're moving into a new set. I mean, go on down the list. But even just in general in this league, you draft a quarterback in the first round, let alone 1-1, that quarterback, his opinion is going to matter.
Yeah, they matter.
It's going to have some weight. And, not all the weight, but some weight.
Yeah, like we're not saying that Cam Ward is going to turn into the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. But you talk to, like,
Traylenburgs.
I got news for you. Like, you talk to quarterbacks in this league, and sometimes they do some things related to what their quarterback says. Like, it's a very common thing in the NFL. Frankly, I hope they get to the point pretty soon where they do put a lot of stock into what Cam Ward says, because that would suggest that he's pretty good, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah, he'll earn more voice if he's good. Look, last year in Chicago, now Eberflus gave them a great out by just completely showing his ass on Thanksgiving, right? And
yes,
like proving incapable of basic arithmetic. So that was that. But you look at, I guess more of it was like after the fact, but yeah, it and of course there's been a lot to the after the fact reporting on this too. You know, it wasn't going well. It wasn't going well with him and Caleb Williams. And again, that may be a Caleb Williams thing, and Ben Johnson may end up being like, crap, this is just doesn't work. But it was not like the vibe there for that, even early in the season, was not this, which is at least this quarterback who right now, in my mind, as I look at it, I think he's going out of his way a little bit to make it known that he really likes Brian Callahan.
Yeah. So, at the end of it, what does that all mean? Now, I've also been thinking about this, because in the backdrop of all of this, when it comes to Callahan, Ward, the decision-making, all of those things, in the background of this conversation, I mean, the real decision-maker here, as we know, is the owner, right? It's Amy Adams Strunk. What does she think at the end of this? And one thing you've talked about throughout this process, she's well aware of what the conversation around her is, right? Like, she's well aware that a lot of the conversation has been, wow, Amy Adams Strunk really fires people all the time, right? Like, she's been a lot of firing and paying people to not work for her the last few years. And we would all agree that that has not been a beneficial thing for the Tennessee Titans, right? Like, when you're firing people every year, we all know that's not great. That's probably not going to end well, and the best organizations don't do that. However, I do think you can go too far the other way, right? Like, I think there's a balance you've got to strike if you're an owner in this league. You can't just be totally reactionary and fire everybody at the drop of the hat all the time. And you also can't be so scared of public opinion to make a move and the backlash that you might get from it that stops you from doing things, right? And one thing I do wonder is, because of the backlash that she's received when it comes to the firing of J-Rob when she did it, Vrabel, Ran, and all this stuff that's going on around here the last few years, does she this year be like, I'm not firing him no matter what? Like, I am not firing Brian Callahan. He is going to be the coach next year. I'm not going to go through this process again where people are writing articles and talking on the radio about how I fire somebody every year. I'm not doing it. Is that a factor in your mind, do you think? Because if so, That would worry me if I'm a Titans fan.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not that. I would think, though, that it would be some level of, I really don't want to do this. And again, there's the public criticism aspect. There's also the, well, we keep firing people and things keep not getting better.
Right.
Mike Mularkey won a playoff game, fired him. J-Rob Vrabel, Vrabel, maybe that was a mistake. Ran, come on in, ran, get out of here. I don't know. Like at some point, it's like, gee, is it possible the overall upheaval as this team I own that I've maybe made things tough on the place to be successful?
Yeah.
So I think that I think it is a factor, but it definitely should not be no matter what. And the thing is, when you talk about public opinion, I mean, it's already, I think, tilted pretty significantly against Brian Callahan early in the season.
Yes.
At some point, the public opinion will be, if it doesn't change, if they keep not scoring points, not blocking people, not winning football games, then I think the public opinion will be overwhelmingly, and she'll notice that, right?
You would think. To me, we talked about her being too reactionary one way. Does she overcorrect the other way? That would be one thing that I'd be worried about if I'm a Titans fan. Because, if it doesn't get any better, I think the arguments to keep Callahan are going to get harder and harder to make. Like, I really did. Heading into the year, I said it at the end of last year, I would have fired him. Not necessarily because I was just totally convinced he was an awful coach, but I'm tired of the general manager and the coach not being together on the same clock. So when they made the decision to fire Carthon last year, I was like, just go ahead and do it. Like, fire Callahan and then get your general manager and your coach in here on the same timeline. Well, they didn't do that. So it is what it is. So heading into this year, I was like, well, you've drafted a quarterback. Let's see. And I realize we're two games in, so there's still a lot more information to gather. But my point is, the two games that we've seen to this point look a whole lot like the 17 we saw last year, and that's got to change at some point. If that doesn't change, I think the arguments to keep him after that are going to be pretty hard to make, pretty difficult to make. So maybe Amy Adams Strunk views it the same way. I would be concerned if I'm a Titans fan of, hey, you swung too far one way on being overreactionary and firing people all the time. Let's not swing back too far the other way and not fire somebody if it proves to get to the point where that's the right move.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. You should never live in absolutes. I'm absolutely doing this or I'm absolutely not doing this. Like, things change, new information comes in. Right now it's not information that helps them. Brian says, I'm not saying to run the team based off fan reaction, but what are the odds of Amy or somebody in her close circle tuning into one of these stations or shows, hearing the fans' reaction? After all, the fans are the ones paying tons of money to watch these games. I don't want to sound like Stilly here, okay? But, yeah, I mean, they know.
They're aware.
Yeah, they listen. They read. You have to. I mean, what if you were in that situation?
Yeah.
If you were running that team, I would absolutely make sure I knew. And, of course, the comms people, that's kind of their job is to know of every single thing anybody on any podcast in Siberia is saying about the Titans. But, yeah, they know, man. They absolutely know.
I'm not saying
that it is a factor. It's not like this. Like, again, some people overselling their importance or their impact. But it means something.
I'm not saying she's sitting on the farm right now with, Robbie and Rexra tuned in all day.
Not saying she's not.
Not saying she's not either.
But we know Vrabel's listening.
Yeah, we know Vrabes is in there listening. Do you think Amy Adams Strunk is sitting there right now and just, Joe said cheeks again. Just said it again. He says that word a lot.
Tana cheeks, tight buns. Fire him. Bama Brad apparently has a tiny phone. He says, what would be a conceivable situation where what Cam says could make any difference? What is a conceivable situation where you could understand the NFL? Where what he says could make any difference? Yeah, man, it makes some difference. When the dude that you've tied your entire franchise to thinks something, I think they'd at least consider it.
Yeah,
we're not saying he's in charge of the whole thing.
But if Cam Ward if they had a conversation with him, said, "Man, guys, I really believe in Brian Callahan, and I really like what he's doing, and I think when we make the roster a little bit better, and we can get some protection in here, and we can get some more wide receivers, his system, his offense, all that's really good. I'm very comfortable in it, and I think it's going to maximize my career." If he says those things, I think they're probably going to consider that when it comes to their decision making. Doesn't mean that they're like, well, all right, let's change the plan because Cam Ward said it. But like,
how about
you would
an
have
extension?
To give it some thought, would you not?
How about a double his pay and an extension? What do you say?
Like, again, there are quarterbacks around the league. And some, like, to a degree, you've got to earn it. So I get it. Like, the rookie conversation, how much stock should they put into it? But teams make decisions and get their opinions from their quarterbacks on all sorts of different things all the time. By the way, some teams get their quarterback's opinion on, like, who they should draft. Right? That doesn't mean they always draft who the quarterback says, but they do ask the quarterback, like, hey, what would you like here?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, that's a very common thing in the NFL.
I mean, Matthew Stafford basically ran the Lions. Now, that's a dysfunctional organization, but yes, it matters. Rookie, less, sure, but nothing? You think nothing?
Have we brought up Burrow this offseason?
Yeah.
What he's talked about?
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty much getting all those guys signed. Right. I know.
Getting Ward, the cheapest owner in the all of pro sports to actually spend some money.
Ward Burrow's not, not comparable yet.
No.
But that's just another example of taking what the quarterback says, from the front office.
Bama Brad is just big joke.
Yeah, I just.
All right, you're trolling.
Like, if you can't understand it at this point, like, we can't help you.
Nice try, Big Joe.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. More of your thoughts to get to on the Cam Ward front. Go ahead.
Real quick, there was a suggestion here that instead of this topic, we do celebrity birthdays.
Oh, good.
So, speaking of Big Joe. By the way, I would crush those guys out there. I just want one chance. I would crush them on celebrity birthdays. Just saying.
We'll have more coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on the Titans at 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Paul Kuharsky will be with us later in the show. We got a lot of things to get into with PK, so we will do that later in the program.
Yeah. I'd like his thoughts on this topic.
I would as well. The Amy Adams Strunk part of this, I think the conversation with her goes a couple of different ways. Because I think there are some Titans fans that believe that at this point, she doesn't really care about anything that happens until the new stadium opens up. It's like, well, she'll worry about the team again in 2027. Once they get that new stadium in there and they've got that thing sold and everything's looking good, then she'll really start to crack down on decisions again. The only thing she cares about right now is getting butts in the seats for the new stadium. I'm like, well, I don't necessarily think that's true. Like, I think she would probably like to see if their quarterback they just took number one overall is any good and try to build that to where by the time they open the new stadium, maybe they could, be good. In the next couple of years, that seems to be something that would be pretty important. So there's all this stuff in the backdrop around it. And look, if you've been a Titans fan, I get it. I really do. Like, I would love for them to be in a spot, Joe, where all this, like, what's going to happen with the coach and what sort of decision is the owner going to make? Like, I would love to not mention that again until the offseason, right? Because you're so caught up in the day-to-day of the football team because they've shown some competence and they're winning some games and we're back to, like, on the Wednesday breaking down every possible matchup against the Colts. I would love to do that. Bottom line is they haven't made it easy to do that over the last couple of years, and people are worried about kind of the macro of this franchise right now.
Yeah. I really didn't think that we'd be talking about this much, and I thought they'd be 0-2.
Sure.
Most people thought they'd be 0-2, but again, it's how you get there. And in particular with the week one bleep show all around it, in game, after game, next day, day after that, that really like accelerated all this stuff. But yeah, it'd be great to just go through a season and football be the topic. I mean, look, Texter says here, and I agree, I'm trying to find it. I didn't find it. But anyway, a lot of text today, a lot of people weighing in. Texter said, we can't wait for the inevitable who's running this team, Brinker or Borgonzi. Then you get into that, which again is another situation where it's like, okay, so Borgonzi, he is the GM, but Brinker's in charge. And so when you get into – if it's really good, you get into who deserves the credit for this fantastic situation. And when it's nice, beautiful. And then when it's bad, then it's like, who deserves the blame?
Yeah.
Obviously, Borgonzi and these other guys are new in here. But Yeah, that will also be something that we'll talk about, no doubt. Unfortunately, also not football.
Yeah, and look, we'll be talking about football next week after they go out there and beat the Indianapolis Colts.
That's right.
Do.
Guarantee.
I'm feeling good about it. Why I'm feeling good about it? I don't know.
Jordan,
I think it has more to do with the fact that I can't allow myself to live in a world where Daniel Jones is really good three weeks in a row.
Jordan from Franklin is clowning you on this, man.
That's fine.
You may have to make a side bet with him.
I mean, if I was him, I'd probably be clowning me too. That's fine.
Yeah, Colts fans are feeling it. They should maybe tap the brakes a little.
We'll see. Look,
well, what if they win? They come in here.
I've seen some Colts fans this week that are like, they looked at, I guess the line for the Colts is 3.5. On the road against the Titans, and they're like, we haven't punted yet, and our line is 3.5 against the Titans on the road? This is so disrespectful. It's like, all right, we'll see.
Man,
here's another prediction.
Doesn't take much.
Here's another prediction for you. Here's a real hot take. The Colts will punt on Sunday.
I like that.
What do you think about that one?
I like that one.
More than once.
I like that one a lot. Okay, now you're getting a little crazy. I like the they'll punt.
They'll do nothing but punt.
Yeah. They'll punt, yes. They'll lose, yeah. I appreciate.
I mean, look, they got to win a football game at some point, do they not?
Yeah, yeah, they should. They should. That would be a good thing. I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great if you're correct. We'll see.
I need more optimism from you as the week goes on. I need to really get some belief from you heading into this weekend.
Look, man, I did watch the Denver game and. Indiana Jones
looks pretty good.
He is out there dealing. He is out there dodging boulders. Okay, he looks pretty good. I like the receivers. I mean, Jonathan Taylor right now is healthy. When he's healthy, he's freaking good. We always forget that Jonathan how good he is because he's always hurt. But like right now, he's good. It's going to be a problem for the Titans.
If Daniel,
in fact,
Jones,
I'm talking myself into a Colts blowout. You keep me talking about it.
Daniel Jones goes out there is just really good all year long. The new story in the NFL is just going to be.
Second team.
Other than J.J. McCarthy. Like, just get yourself within Kevin O'Connell's shadow, and you'll turn out to be really good. Right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's going to continue the – so basically now in the NFL, your second team is when you're going to be great.
Yeah.
Baker and Indiana Jones
yeah.
and Darnold. Tannehill.
Yeah.
The best football was here.
Yeah. I know.
So Cam, whoever out there gets Cam second – congratulations.
Well, it'd be Levis. Just wait.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we gotta wait
till Levis.
We gotta wait to see
somewhere.
Levis star for someone first. That's right. What a league.
Then eventually Cam. Cam's gonna look real good for the New Orleans Saints here in a few years.
Titans, keep your eye on Bryce Young. He's gonna be somewhere awesome.
He is.
Just telling you.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Tim to the program. Tim, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, you were talking about the way the fans and everything are feeling. I think, you know, we could have got beat by 70 points the first week, but when you've got a coach that don't know the rules, that kind of gives you a whole other outlook on how he is going to be.
Yeah, I totally agree.
To me, that's just that's bad. That's one of the like an unforgivable sin in the Bible. That's an unforgivable sin. If you don't know the rules, how you qualify to be a head coach?
Yeah, thank you for the call, Tim. I appreciate it.
Like, for sure.
That's what I was saying. That's not going to go away.
No.
I know there were people that got mad about us talking about that last week, but like, there when the Titans could be in week 11 coming up later this year and lose a game, and we're going to get calls exactly like that. Hey, you remember when that guy didn't know the rules in week one? Like, it's not going away.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to explain to people last week of why it's a big deal.
It will not be forgotten. And everything bad that happens, that becomes part of the, you know, the coach rule not knowing Brian Callahan, blah, 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 blah. No. It will last. And a lot of fans will not forget it.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Tom Brady is generating discussion on multiple fronts throughout the league right now, but most notably, his involvement with the Raiders paired with his job with Fox and how big of a conflict of interest this is in the National Football League. We'll get our thoughts on that coming up next. Take yours as well, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.